Photos, border wall materials neglected after Joe Biden halts construction. By John Binder on April 14, 2021. Materials for the United States-Mexico border wall are sitting neglected in South Texas after President Joe Biden halted all construction of the barrier on his first day in office. Photos in La Joya, Texas, reveal how border wall materials are languishing since Biden halted construction. The move has since prompted an investigation by the Government Accountability Office, GAO, into whether Biden unlawfully stopped the construction after taxpayer money was allocated for the infrastructure project. Other photos of the border wall, from Roma, Texas, show the extent to which large portions of the barrier are sitting unfinished with wide-open gaps. The border is nearly 2,000 miles long, the majority of which has no barrier. This week, Representative Paul Gosar, R. Oz, wrote to GAO investigators that he believes Biden has violated federal law by halting border wall construction after the funding was allocated by Congress in prior budgets. In my view, the Biden administration is in violation of congressional directives to build the border wall. This reckless maneuver prevented contractors from demobilizing in an orderly fashion, thus wasting taxpayer dollars, Gosar wrote. Biden's decision to halt construction cost American taxpayers about $6 million a day, an exclusive Breitbart News report revealed. Former Customs and Border Protection, CBP, Director Mark Morgan said the move has killed about 5,000 construction jobs as well as other jobs in the steel, concrete, and technology industries. Simultaneously, illegal immigration skyrocketed. In March, federal immigration officials apprehended nearly 170,000 border crossers, including more than 18,600 UACs, nearly 53,000 family units, and nearly 97,000 single adults. The surge in illegal immigration under Biden marks a 72% increase in a single month and 243% increase compared to March 2020. Breitbart News exclusively reported about 155,000 illegal aliens have successfully crossed into the U.S. since October 2020. Roughly 1,500 gotaways every day. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.